This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Afghanistan's ruling body, the Taliban, said Monday their security forces have destroyed an Islamic State Khorasan Province Operations Center in an overnight raid in the northern Kabul neighborhood of Kirkana. The raid on the base of the Afghan affiliate of the Islamic State, also known as ISIS-K, came just hours after a bombing outside Kabul's main mosque Sunday that killed at least 8 Afghan civilians and wounded at least 20. A top Taliban spokesman announced the security forces raid, saying the ISIS-K base was completely destroyed and all the militants inside were killed. Taliban sources claimed several suicide bombers were inside the ISIS-K cell and were neutralized by their own vests during the clashes. A translation by the Site Intelligence Organization, which monitors terror groups' websites, indicates ISIS-K Monday claimed responsibility for the mosque attack, saying one of its fighters detonated his explosive belt near a group of mourners. The bombing was the deadliest attack since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan following the departure of the last U.S. troops August 31st. The Taliban did not say that their operation against the militants was a response to the deadly mosque bombing. World leaders, politicians, and celebrities are among thousands of individuals revealed to be concealing huge wealth through a network of anonymous companies. The revelations are part of a report known as the Pandora Papers, published by the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The group examined about 12 million files from the archives of several legal firms, files that include private emails, secret spreadsheets, and clandestine contracts, which shed light on the secret world of offshore finance. Among the revelations, the report shows King Abdullah of Jordan has built a secret property empire in the United States and Britain worth more than $100 million using anonymous offshore companies incorporated in the British Virgin Islands. This is VOA News. Facebook said Monday that many users around the world are unable to access its products, including Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. From its Twitter account, the company said, "We are aware of some people that are having trouble accessing our apps and products. We're working to get things back to normal as quickly as possible, and we apologize for any inconvenience." The outage appears to have started around 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time and comes as the social media giant is facing serious public relations problems. A whistleblower who had been providing the Wall Street Journal with information for a series of stories exposing how much the company knows about negative effects of its products came forward on the public affairs television program 60 Minutes Sunday. Former Facebook executive Frances Haugen, who is also scheduled to testify before Congress this week, said Facebook puts profits ahead of public safety. Lebanon's national news agency says the country's appeals court has rejected lawsuits filed against the lead investigator of the 2020 Beirut port explosion. The decision allows the investigator, Judge Tariq Bitar, to resume his work. Monday's ruling came a week after three former cabinet ministers, who were also defendants in the investigation, accused the judge of bias and filed lawsuits demanding he be dismissed. The challenge automatically suspended the probe until a decision was reached. The appeals court rejected their request to remove Bitar, saying do so is not in its jurisdiction. The lawsuit was part of a growing campaign by Lebanon's political class against the investigation into the devastating port explosion of August 4, 2020. The huge blast destroyed parts of Beirut, killed over 200 people, and wounded more than 6,000. Rights groups and the public have accused the political elites of knowing about the explosive material stored at the port and doing little to protect against it. Russia said on Monday it has successfully test-launched a Zircon hypersonic cruise missile from a submarine for the first time, a weapon President Vladimir Putin has claimed to be part of the nation's new generation of unrivaled arms systems. Russia's defense ministry said that the Severodvinsk submarine had fired the missile in the Barents Sea, successfully hitting its chosen target. Video footage released by the ministry showed the launch had taken place at night. Putin announced an array of new hypersonic weapons in 2018 in one of his most aggressive speeches in years, saying they could hit almost any point in the world and evade a U.S.-built missile shield. Actor William Shatner, best known for his portrayal of Starship Captain James T. Kirk in the legendary 1960s television series Star Trek, announced Monday he will go into space later this month. If all goes as planned, the 90-year-old Shatner will blast off August 12th aboard a Blue Origin rocket. Blue Origin is the Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' private aerospace company. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.